End of the day tournament Tuesday night. How about Yasimo?
Right, we managed to get out of the middle of a drosser. Okay. It's like good to see everyone again, Shekhiyonu. We have a very special mitzvah when it comes to Shabbos, and that is Sudas Shlishis. We have three meals on Shabbos. The most amazing thing, really, the idea is brought down in the Gemara says about the Zechiv to have Sudas Shlishis. And the Kav HaChaim says the most amazing thing. He says that when a person has two meals every day, he has two meals every day because he needs to have two meals every day. When it comes to Shabbos, and he wants to be Mechab the Shabbos, the first meal and the second meal, how are you supposed to show that it's Lekov Shabbos? Now for Shesach we have the format of our meal shows that it's Lekov Shabbos, the tablecloth and the Coke and the Diet Coke and whatever it is. It shows the nice, the display of it shows Shabbos. But really we need it to keep ourselves going. It's not the Kav HaChaim, beautiful. When we have the Sudas Shlishis, which is not always so welcoming, and we put effort into Sudas Shlishis, the way it's supposed to be, then that shows that the first two meals was purely Lekov Shabbos. Although it's not so clear. You think that you need a meal, comes Friday night, you've had a whole long day, you're quite tempted to have a nice meal. So you would have thought there's not much Kav Shabbos in it. You have to realize, always, it's such an inspiring Gemara. A simple question answer between Rebbe and Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara, I find it very, very inspiring. Rebbe asked Rabbi Shmuel, there's a lot of rich people in Eretz Yisrael. How did they become wealthy? The Gemara Shabbos Kufi Tes. Rabbi Shmuel tells them, you know why? Because they take maestros, they take truma, they take maestros, and maestros has that maila, Aseh B'Shvil Shotis, Aseh's got that maila. Okay, we all know that, we're all aware of it. That's why you find such a big minig to take maestros, because everyone wants to try and get this haftocha, which the Ramah says, that you can test me. That's why you find people push themselves as much as they can. Yet, they don't at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara carries on, says, Rabbi Asher B'Shmuel, there's wealthy people in Bovel, which they can't take maestros on Tzvah, and yet they're rich. How do they become rich? Rabbi Shmuel says, you know why? Because they're Mechabit Tamid HaChachamim. Bovel's a place of Tamid HaChachamim. Rabbi says there's plenty of other places which haven't got Tamid HaChachamim, and they're also rich. Rabbi Shmuel says, Mepnei Shemechabdim Asah Shabbos. The Mechabit Shabbos, that is the Gemara equates. The Gemara equates the Maisa to Kibbutz Shabbos. It's posh that if a person puts Koichas into Kibbutz Shabbos, and you don't need to look so far. Sudas Shlishis is the most amazing mitzvah. It's really Shalish Sudas. They call it Sudas Shlishis because the Sudas Shlishis is someone on time is one of the main ones. So your starting point is that it's a chiyuv. The Gemara says that it's a Sudas three meals on Shabbos is a. The Shulchan Aruch says Yehi Zoyim Ma'oid Lekayim Sudas Shlishis. So. The Gemara says, if a person has three meals, Nitzel Mechavle Shal Moshiach, Medina Shal Gehenem, and Melchemes Gog Magog. So someone wants to know, if we're not Makud on Sudas Shlishis, which one would you want, which one would you give it, which one would you take off? You know, Chavle Shal Moshiach versus Medina Shal Gehenem. You have to be able to choose. So obviously, for Shteisach, it's Kedai to try and try and best as possible. How does it come into? The question is, it comes to 3 o'clock, and we know Shkia is very soon, it comes to the winter, it's very difficult. What's this business of washing versus not washing? Do you have to wash? Let me just put the record straight. The Shulchan Aruch starts off in Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Hey, Tzorech La'Soysa B'Pas. Shulchan Aruch starts off, you have to have pas. Just like the other meals. Then you bring the Yeshayimim, everyone knows, Rabbi Natan. Shiyoch La'Soysa, you can have other Chamishas Minidogon. That means you can have Chamishas Minidogon. It could really mean not even cake. You can even have, let's say, shreddies, things which are not even part of the bread family. But chamish is mini dogon. That's also okay. V'yeshayim, you can also have it. Melapsin is a pas, boss of a dogim. V'yeshayim, even payers. But the funny thing is, you think you got a lot of backing over here. You finish off the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself tells you, Usvara Rishona Ika. The first Svara is Ika. Shatorach lasoit a pas. So it's quite interesting how the Shulchan Aruch puts it. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, it goes a bit wild. He says that, hang on a second, Shulchan Aruch is soisim like Tzorach La'asoyti B'Pas, the Yeshayimim, for the Aloch is usually like the Stam. Stam V'Yeshayimim, Alochik is Stam. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, only B'mokim Chola can a person rely on the Yeshayimim to have it with other things. So that Zikha puts it straight, that if a person is a Chola, then obviously he can be Mekel, but if a person not level of a Chola, then it seems that a person is... Is have to have pass. Now the question is, if a person is really full, that's really the shayla we're going to have. Because when it comes to the winter, you're usually not talking about a chayla. We're going to get to a chayla. But if a person, usually, let's say a person comes home, I don't know, who starts his meal only at 12:30, And he's already, he drags out, so tries to catch a 2 o'clock mincha. And 2 o'clock, he's very full. 3 o'clock, he already wants to have some shlishes. No, he's really, really full. The Maisa, it's not so clear that that would be a clean heter. It's, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, a chochem eina bereshay, a person should have a chochma to try and foresee that he's gonna be full, so he should obviously try and work out, either eat less. But, so it doesn't seem to be that that is a clear heter. There is a heter if a person knows that the food is going to be mazikim. This is the shayla, obviously, when people... Again, let's just clarify one point. If a person is very, very full, does that give him the go-ahead to sort of scratch so the shlishes the gamri? Mishabura says that if you can still have a kezias is not a lot, it's like a quarter of a slice of bread. You take a slice of bread, it's a quarter of a slice of bread, maybe a half a slice of bread. That's already considered that you can make the suda with it. So it's very easy when you have bread. I think you need to flag up when a person usually has, a lot of people have matzah. Sometimes they're running low on bread and challah because they've already cut into the challah. So they take matzah and they try to be out to the matzah. It's not easy because with matzah you need to have a lot more to have a kezias than it is with bread. Bread you can have any small slice, so it usually ends up being a kezias. Whereas when it comes to bread, the nature of matzah, it's harder to get a kezias with a normal matzah. You might need to have a half a matzah. It's quite a lot, and sometimes it takes you time to eat it. Anything more than 4 minutes, you haven't had it within Tochti Achilles Pras. By the way, if you're only having a kezias, you're sticking it to a kezias, 25 grams, you wouldn't be able to make al natir zidayim, because the bracha of al natir zidayim on your hands, only Mishnah Berurah holds, you can only make when you have a kebetza. Really, the person should try and make sure to have a kebetza, then he knows he's being yotze with that. Now, it's quite clear that if the food is mazik a person, Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you can even fast the whole Shabbos. What happens if a person is in a situation that any food is mazikim? It's possible to be mazikim. Then Shulchan Aruch says he cannot actually be masalim. Mishnah Berurah points out there, but if he can at least have a kezias, he's mechuyev to have a kezias. It seems to be that this chiyuv kezias 3 times a day, 3 times in Shabbos, seems to be like outstanding for people to be mekayim. In fact, what would you say if a person has the first meal? If you would narrow it down, you would cut out, let's say, the cholon, cut out all the meat. Just imagine, your mama's doing the same shemayim. He's got a choice to either have washed twice throughout Shabbos morning and Shabbos afternoon, and not have much in the meal, a little bit of cholon, a little bit of anything during the meal, or have a geshmak meal Shabbos day, and by so the shlishes, when it comes to it, you won't be able to wash. The first sad is better, to be able to wash twice. That seems to be the best thing. It's Kayadua when the Talmud of Chasam Sefer, there was a plague going round in town, and he went to visit the Chasam Samaria Sad, I think, and he went to the Chasam Sefer in the Chasam Sefer Siddha, just before Siddha Shlishis. And he went to the Chasam Sefer, he says, what shall I do in my town? The Olam are dying. So Chasam Sefer says, tell them to be Mechazik and Siddha Shlishis, and that will be a big thing. So it seems to be one of the good ones. In fact, if someone has a choice to either wash either on Siddha Shlishis or Malava Malka, which one would come first? Or you have something nice that you want to keep people from Siddha Shlishis or from Malava Malka. Mishnah Berurah, twice, in the Siman Shin and earlier, he says that obviously Siddha Shlishis is a chiyuv. The Gemara doesn't say it's a chiyuv by Malava Malka. The Gemara says mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. In fact, Mishnah Berurah gives a leeway that if a person feels very full in the summer, we sometimes can finish in the summer, we can finish Abdullah quite late. It could be 11:30, quarter to 12 o'clock. And you start washing now, so those people who can. But if you can't, Mishnah Berurah gives a leeway that you don't need to wash. So you can see that's already a lot less chamur than when it comes to Siddha Shlishis. After Shkia is already Mishnah Berurah is makel in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Siddha Shlishis. He allows a few minutes into after Shkia, but obviously Mishnah Berurah tells you to lachatchila try and get it before Shkia, because after Shkia is already suffered. It could be it's Laila. Once it's Laila, it could be you have to make Abdullah. Mishnah Berurah tells you, show those which are makel on Shkia, they have more of a reason to be makel afshar. But those which are makwid should be makwid on the Shkia, no different to anything else. Which Brugge has an interesting reason. He brings the Tshuvas Arosh. He says that, let's say it's after Shkia, and you have on one hand, you have a mitzvah, a Sofik mitzvah, that could be that it's still Shabbos, and you've got a mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. Mashenken, you got a Sofik Issa, because it could be it's already Laila. If it's Laila, not only haven't you got a mitzvah, you can't eat before Abdullah. So Zot the Tshuvas Arosh. Yavoi Sofik mitzvah, the Yitzchah Sofik Issa. Beautiful. that he says that's what the Mishnah Berurah is making of that. B'di'evet, if a person is after Shkia, going with the shit of the Mishnah Berurah, that's makud on Shkia. If you b'di'evet is after Shkia, yovei sofik issa, sofik mitzvah, v'yitzche sofik issa. Beautiful Rosh, which the Mishnah Berurah brings out.
Where's the half an hour before?
So well, a half an hour is not so. Yeah, so you would have to stop anyway half an hour before Nacht because of the Shema.
You can't wash. You wash the minute before half an hour before Nacht. People say it's okay.
No, that's very dodgy. No, that's very dodgy. What do you mean? After Shkia. Sorry.
After Shkia.
Let's say after Shkia.
Shkia Nacht.
Yeah. So as long as you start.
Shkia this week.
So Shkia.
4:35.
Right, so let's say 4:35. Wow, reasonable measure. Unbelievable.
Very good. So you can wash.
I guess you haven't got much time after, really, after 13 minutes after Shkia is already very pushing it. That's already usually half an hour before Nacht, but that's right. Yeah. Once you've started before Shkia. Oh, very good, Moshe, very good. Once you started before Shkia, obviously you can go in. By the way, if a person has to rely on the shitter that holds that you could be Yotza with Mazonos or other things, then, when it comes to Shkia, he might have to stop there, because the whole heter to continue after Shkia and after Nacht is only if you have a meal. But if you don't have a meal, if it's not in a setting of meal, Shukhrakhrav Shlem Mefurish, you can't continue. That's where the Shaila came. If a person's in the middle of the meal, at the end of the Suda Shlishis, he wants to have chocolate. We know that during a meal, you have to make a Shahakal. So maybe, to make a Shahakal now, it's ready after Shkia, it's ready after Nacht, let's say. Can you now say, can you have a chocolate? There's place in my making on that, because it's part of the meal. Haraya, the Bracha Achrin is going to patter it, so it's also considered as part of the meal. So that's like okay. A big Shaila that comes, let's just imagine, let me flip it this side. You've got over here, that you've got the first meal. Let's have the Shaila. A lot of people look at the time, and it's nearly 1 o'clock, and they see people outside the window running to Mincha, and they think, oh, that's a good idea, 12:58, I can still be on time for Mincha, and they're in the middle of they just finished the challenge. Ideally, it would be, is to run, get the hand, run to Mincha, run back, and then carry on the dessert and wash. Are you allowed to leave the meal? You haven't got time to bench. It's 2 minutes. You want to be on time. You're already fed up on being late. You're already the third week that you're being late running in Shemayin Esra. You want to at least be there in time for the beginning of the start of Mincha. Can you run quickly? You've got 2 minutes to run to the minyan and then come back and then finish off dessert and bench. So can you leave your house with the intention of coming back and benching? Usually we say that you can't leave your place if you haven't yet benched. You have to bench in the place that you eat. In this case, you plan to bench where you eat. You just want to stop out in the middle. You want to step out in the middle. That, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to unless there's a mitzvah, which some Rishonim hold, it has to be mitzvah Iveras. So if it's a regular mitzvah, so then it's fine. But for some people, I must tell you, for some people, if they miss the 1 o'clock minyan, it's Iveras, because the next thing they know it's 4 o'clock, and they turn over, and the next thing you know it's 5, and then they missed it. So a person has to be real with themselves. Firstly, a lot of shittas hold, it doesn't have to be Iveras. The Bi'alacha brings in Kufa and Ches, many shittas hold do not need to be aware. Any mitzvah you can go. So really that will justify. If a person has a sofer, any person's got episode sofer that sometimes he's woken up and is ready after Shkia, it doesn't work, that everything's a mess, so the shlishes mincha just doesn't go. So then the ma'aseh there is a makom l'hokel. People like to go for the first minyan, especially if they know they get a discount because of no Baruch Nafshi for some reason. I'm struggling to find the makoy, to come over there. Suddenly when he comes to, he goes to the early minyan, somehow Baruch Nafshi gets skipped out. The Ramon mentions it, I'm not clear where it comes from. I wish the ma'aseh there is no again. So for those people which want to do it, the ma'aseh me'ikadin is mutter to go out, to come back, because again, mitzvah iveris is okay. Even if you're not sure if it's a mitzvah iveris for yourself, a lot of Rishonim and Bi'alacha brings down the stammer mitzvah is okay. Again, we're talking about where your intention is to come back and bench. The benching has to be, so you washed, we're talking about in the middle of a meal, you washed.
In the middle, like you didn't have intention at all.
Yeah, you didn't have intention. By the way, intention won't help. If it's not for a mitzvah, intention is very specific where it helps. And I remember being by a place where someone was running out for Mincha, and he said, be my Shoma, he told, I think, one of the people there, be my Shoma. It's interesting, Hilchos Shmira doesn't come into Kufayin Ches. If it's mutter to go to Haimus a Mitzvah, then you don't need a Shoma. Might be a good idea to tell people to remind you, but it's not Chiyuv. And if it's not for a Mitzvah, a Shoma won't help. So it's not, Hilchos Shmira doesn't come into Kufayin Ches. You have to be very clear. There's a Gezeira, Ramal tells you that there's a Chashash, you might forget to bench. Shoma doesn't help. The only hetter that you find is that if you're going for a mitzvah, a lachatchela should be a mitzvah iveres. If you got a sofik, it might be a iveres, and it's also a kedai to be mekel. That's also a very practical shaila that comes out. People want to know, leaving in the middle. But stam to leave in the middle, we have the shaila in there, it's a shaila. A lot of people, a lot of the couples, in the middle of the meal, Friday night, yeah, you go around Mem Gimel and you see a lot of couples in the middle of the soup, just before the chicken. So, yeah, they want to go for a little spatzi around the block, a 10-minute walk around the block. So if it's a very small, just down, you know, just for 1 minute, 2 minute, it'll be Kibbeigel, Shtikel, Mekel. If it's for a 10-minute walk, it's not so posh. Who gives us the right to leave the middle? The Ramah tells you that for mitzvah Iveris is okay, it's not so clear, it's called Iveris, you can do it afterwards, it's not so clear. So but the Pasha says that could be a problem, unless you find some sort of mitzvah over here. But the Pasha, that could be to leave the house in the middle for over 5 minutes or something, so for some time, that has to be, if there's a mitzvah involved, a mitzvah Iveris, or at least a mitzvah, then it'll be okay.
And you wash again straight away, you have your afters, the Shabbat Shuddah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's it. Shka, 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 thank you. Shka, shka,
shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, shka, sh